question was asked. The Medrash tells us that when the Torah says that a woman brings a chatas offering after giving birth, so the pasuk says v'chiper aleha, she will be atoned for. She just had a baby. What does she need atonement for? So Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai gives us an insight. He says that the Torah revealed to us that during childbirth, the woman undergoes such intense pain that she will utter to herself, "I'm never doing this again." And she'll have in mind that she's taking a vow, she's never going to do it again. And then after she has the baby in her hand, so then she does. She wants to have more children. She wants to go back. The Torah says she's obviously not held accountable to what she said under duress and under pain. However, she does bring a chatas offering. So the question is, what about women who don't? There was a woman once who called me up, and she said, "I learned this medrash, and when I gave birth to my first son, so I was very careful and I paid attention, and throughout I said to my husband, I'm not taking a vow that I won't do this again. As bad as it is, I'm not taking that vow." And she said, she asked the following question. She said, "Throughout the delivery, I told my husband, I am not, as bad as this is, I want more. This is terrible, but I want more." She said, "I went through the whole delivery, and I never said that, and I never thought that." Now what? Okay? So, I said, "That's an interesting question. You should be blessed to have more children. Let's talk after a few more deliveries." So she called back a number of years later. And she said that she went through more deliveries and she never ever thought that. As bad as it was, she never ever thought that. Okay. Now what? Okay. So that's your question, right? The Ramban, when he discusses this medrash, has an interesting term. Ramban speaks about this medrash as being something very secretive. Seems like the Ramban didn't take this medrash to be literal. Because the Ramban says, look at how merciful Hashem, that Hashem creates secret ways to attain even atonement for something which technically she's not held accountable for. If a person is held over a fire, they tell him, "Will you play with fire again?" And he says, "No." And then they put him closer to the fire. And he says, "No." And they say, "Promise." And he says, "I promise." And then they take him out of the fire. Okay, is that a real vow? Come on, he did it under duress. So let's say the woman did make such a vow. What do you want from her? She was under immense pain. She needs atonement? What do you want? You put a gun to someone's head. You put a person under immense pain. Is there anything wrong with them saying something like that? So from that Ramban, I understood there was more to the story than meets the eye. And what I'm about to say now, I didn't see written. But this is perhaps what the Ramban was alluding to. The Gemara tells us, Nashim tzadkaniot nitzolot mipitcha shel Chava, that although Chava, Eve, was cursed, that be'etzev teledi vanim, you will give birth in pain. It will be a painful process giving birth. Nonetheless, Gemara says, "Nashim tzadkaniot, pious women, they don't suffer." So that is very scary. Don't tell your wives this, because that means that if a person reaches a certain level of piety, then their delivery shouldn't be painful. So, you never tell a person it must be your fault. That was part of what Eov's friends did wrong. Right? Eov was suffering and they said to him, "Must be something wrong with you, Eov, otherwise you wouldn't be suffering like this. Must be you're not as pious as you think you are. What do you think, God is making a mistake?" Obviously, you're not so pious. So the Talmud says they needed atonement for talking to Eov that way. We don't go telling a person, if you'd be more pious, you wouldn't be suffering. And we obviously don't tell that to our wives, saying you're not going to sit there as your wife is in intense pain, and you go, be more careful with Lashon Hara, and you won't be suffering like this. No, that's not your job. Don't do that. The Gemara says Eov's friends needed forgiveness, and anyways, it's probably not true. We have no right to judge someone else. However, when the verse says that there's a process that happens during the pain of childbirth, and she says, I'm never again doing this, does that have to mean I'm never again going to mate with my husband? Or does it have to mean, or is it a reference to something more? In terms of, she says, I've created a potential, and the potential was not realized the way I wanted it to. And so, on some level, a woman looks back and says, "It's not the journey I thought I was going on when I entered this intimacy, etc." The atonement is, I don't know that the atonement has to be the way the Ramban says. It sounds like the Ramban didn't take it to mean literally. She sat there and thought, I'm never again mating with my husband. The way the Ramban words it, the Ramban sounds like there's something on a deeper level in terms of what's really going on here. Something more about the general structure. That we view this world as an imperfect world. We view this world as a world that had potential for perfection. We ruined it, and now we're paying the price for it, so to speak. And so when the woman is paying the price, which is far more painful than what the husband pays for it, meaning the husband's working all day, etc., working hard to make a living, doesn't come close to what she undergoes during childbirth. So there is an element where the woman is not happy about the path she's taken. In terms of, it doesn't have to literally mean that she says, I'm never again mating with my husband. But there is a certain element of regret that she's entered this path, which is a mitzvah. And it's that regret that is legitimate on the one hand, and the Torah says, I'll forgive you. You take a step showing that you want to be back to where you were beforehand, and I will forgive you. Remember, we don't bring sacrifices almost ever. There's one or two exceptions, but we don't bring sacrifices on something that's a willful transgression. If someone purposely did something wrong, they can't bring a sacrifice. Sacrifice is always on something, almost always, on something that's a mistake. It's a shogeg. So on the one hand, we're not saying she did it on purpose. On the other hand, the Torah is telling her, I'm giving you the tool to get back to where you were. Yes, you had pain. Yes, during that pain, on some level, your thought process was not about the positive course of life, but rather there was an element where you regretted some of the positive you were on. And that could bring a person down. Says the Torah, I'm going to give you the tool to get back up. I don't think we have to view it as you're a bad person that you did that. Come bring a sacrifice. Rather, you're normal. That's the normal process. However, it's a part of recovering spiritually from the process, the pain you underwent, pain brings out bad things in people. Pain, we shouldn't judge people when they're in pain. Pain brings out parts of our personality that we'd like to think aren't there. And so the Torah says you were in pain. Some of the things that came out were not what you really believe in. Here's the tool to get back. You know, people sometimes ask me, how do I do tshuva for X? And sometimes I feel like saying, I don't know. But that's not a good answer. Because very often, if you give a person a tool, then they can come back. It's very important to give the person the tool. Sometimes by giving the person the tool, they can feel like, I finished with it. Onward. And sometimes that's more important for a person's growth. So the Torah says here, Hashem is merciful. And Hashem says, here's the tool. You're going to get back to where you were. You had, through that pain, there was an expression, some of your personality that you wish wasn't there comes out. Okay. And this is your tool for getting back. And I'll tell you quite honestly, I've been in the delivery room. The yelling that goes on there is scary. Saying, it's not such a simple, I'm not talking about my wife, but you hear all the other women there. You're sitting there, it's not like you have the privacy of your own room. there were so many women there that we could hear everyone around us. We were in a room with I don't know how many other people. They give you your curtain, so you don't know who you're hearing. But you don't always have that. Baruch Hashem, we have a lot of people giving birth here. You don't always have that privacy of your own room. And even when you do, there's a hallway you walk down, which is the midwives going in and out of the rooms. So sometimes you get to hear all the rooms. Can be very scary. There's definitely intense pain, and I think that that's the direction that the Ramban was leading us.